7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Was that a tree bridge? The hell was that? Yeah, okay. Let's do this. Beep. The current time, as you've probably already predicted, is in fact 1930 UTC. And yes, this means it is time to start another exciting episode of The Dude. Yeah, hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I just had to buy some gas for my car. I had to purchase petrol for my auto. And I was kind of shocked because I only had to pay $39.99 to fill up my tank, because the petrol was only $2.88 per gallon. Let's see, that's, let me do the conversion here for all my metric. That's 8,440 farthings per hogshead. It's a pretty good price. I was not looking forward to purchasing the petrol for my auto, but somehow coming in under $40, yeah, that sort of softened the blow. So then I was sitting there going, okay, where do we go? Well, we're kind of close to Somerset Park, so I started driving towards Somerset Park, and then I saw some construction, and I thought, uh-oh, we can't go there. Wait, what if I turn here first? To make a long story short, I actually successfully made a shortcut, whereas it's more likely for me to get lost when I do these types of things. Oh, I'm going to have to avoid some construction. I better find a different way to go. And then I get lost. And I get turned around and I end up going the wrong way for 5 miles. That's 11 kilometers. And then, you know, then I can't remember where I was supposed to go. That's happened. But anyway, yeah, I got lucky. Somehow I figured out how to drive straight here. And now I'm just walking along the sidewalk, approaching that cool bridge that I like. That's over this little creek that feeds into another little creek that feeds into one of the Papio Creeks, another 3 kilometers that way. So what's going on at the little creek today? Oh, let's take a look. I like these bridges. This style of bridge they started putting up a few years ago, and this is the good kind. All right, I can see the confluence of little creeks. There's nothing going on, but there's some branches down and stuff. What's going on the other side here? Not much is happening, but there's water flowing. There's a lot of leaves. Lots of leafiness. And is there another thing back there? Am I just imagining stuff? Yeah, maybe I am. All right, let's walk through here. And see if there's anything going on in the little forest here. Well, it's a lot easier to see into there now. What with all the leaves gone. The real reason I wanted to come out here, and I was thinking about this last night, is shouldn't we be finding mushrooms shouldn't this be a really good mushroom zone? I mean, we're at a good level. We've got water, we got creeks, we got wooded areas, we've got logs. Where are all the damn mushrooms? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I thought you might. So I'm just sort of pausing every once in a while. I'm trying to look back in there. Huh. And, I just remembered the movie I wanted to watch today. Yay, we'll do that later. I mentioned this a couple days ago, but I've been watching a lot of Chinese movies. And I've seen some great ones in the last couple of days. Some really good stuff. Saw a great one last night called The Nyan. And it's this monster, this computer graphics monster, special effects level Star Trek The Next Generation. And, squirrel. And so there's this monster that's a little girl. Well, presents as a little girl when it's nice and calm, but when the little girl gets angry or scared or whatever, she turns into the Nyan. And it's this giant sort of cat dragon monster with scales that sort of also looks like a lion. It's awesome. It was awesome. And the one I'm going to watch today is My Girlfriend is a Fairy. So that should be good. Lots of magic. Lots of great effects. But more importantly... Wait, what's that sound? Hold on a second. Nope, okay. False alarm. Another squirrel. I kind of want to write one of these. I kind of want to write and produce one of these films. There's not much to these. These are not plots of depth. Okay. And this is, some of this stuff is so great. Oh, and everybody's got magic powers and everybody's flying around, and I can't get enough of these. They're really good. Yeah, sort of like, live-action cartoons. And I love live-action cartoons. And I was thinking, I've always thought I should write a movie. I should make a movie. It'll be cool. What kind of movie do I want to make? Well, I don't know, but I'm starting to notice that my sense of humor and like Stephen Chow's sense of humor really mesh well. So what I want to have is some kind of movie that's very much like a Stephen Chow film, but is also kind of like Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Hey, what did I just see run across the path there? There was a little dude. I just saw a little dude. It was a vole or a mouse. There he goes. I can seize him in the grass. I'm going to sneak up here. There he goes. There he goes. Boom! I can seize him. I'm 2 meters away, 3 meters away. Hi, little dude. Oh, I seize him in the grass. Hi. Well, now I lost him, but he went doodly 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 doot. I think it was a vole. I could not see a long tail. Hey, did they finally pave this up here? I think they did. So yay, we saw a vole run across the sidewalk, and then he ran up into the grass, and he went doodly doodly doo. Awesome. All right, what was I talking about? I don't remember, but yeah, it looks like they finally paved the continuation of this path. I just walked under the bridge. And yeah, I can't believe it. But it's fenced off. I'm not allowed to walk on it yet. Okay, that's fine too. Not that it goes very much further. It probably only goes another 100 meters. But, maybe this will give him an excuse next spring to further the sidewalk / path. So I'm turning around. I wanted to see some dudes today. We saw one little dude. One little vole running across the... That was awesome. All right, who else we got out here? Who else is out here today? Walking back under the bridge. Doodly-doot. Got a little bit of reverb. Well, as I was saying, gotta watch me my new movie today. Oh, I'm glad I'm getting some stretch on my muscles. Feeling pretty good. I woke up pretty good. Had a decent morning. Fairly decent night. And, yeah. I'm moving. I'm grooving. I'm gloaming in the loaming. I don't know, but I just noticed there's sort of a little ledge over there. On the other side of the creek, there's kind of a little landing? What do we call this? Is there some way to get over there? Is there mushrooms over there? Why do I feel like I need to go over there? I don't know. Anyway, last night with all my movie watching, something happened to me at 8:30. It was 8:36, I think. Something really great happened. I was just sitting there watching my movies, thinking about the cultural treasures of the Middle Kingdom and related thoughts, when suddenly a thought popped into my brain, unbidden, but not unwelcome. For it was my brain that said to me, "Tobe, plug the solar panel into the pitch quantizer." Sharp intake of breath. And I said, "Yes. Yes, I will. I will plug the solar panel into the quantizer." So I jumped up, unplugged the solar panel. This would be the new solar panel. If you haven't heard the last day or two of Dubious Goals Committee, I took an old solar panel that was sitting in my basement forever, that I was sort of saving to maybe make a robot out of or something, I don't know. And I modified it. I hacked it. I put a jack on it so I could use it for modular synth. And we've been messing with that. Well, we were sort of messing with it. We were testing it out yesterday and said, "Yeah, it works really good. Blah, blah, blah." And it has an advantage over my other solar panel. That advantage being, it doesn't have its own cable. You use a regular patch cable. And this is better than my other solar panel, which has a... Yeah, it has an output cable, but it's one of those multi-plug cables, and it doesn't fit in a solar, it doesn't fit in a modular synthesizer setup very well. And you can, so therefore you can only use it in some applications, blah, 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 blah. So I plugged the solar panel directly into the pitch quantizer. And I turned it on, I put the headphones on, and it blew my mind. It blew my mind. I was like, "Oh my God." So I immediately took my headphones off and went back to sit down, and I was thinking, oh boy, what have I done? What have I done? And I sat there for a while going, "Okay, now what to do?" And I said to myself, "Do nothing. Do nothing until tomorrow's Dubious Goals Committee so we can experiment with this live on the air." So that's what we're going to do. In fact, let's turn it on right now. This is amazing. Yeah, doesn't sound amazing yet. But this is just, you know, I got a clock opening the gate on the synth. And we're getting the pitch voltage from, you know, the quantizer, which is being fed by the solar panel. So, give this some gain here. Turn this bad boy up. And then when I cast a shadow in front of the solar panel, this happens. Yeah. Okay, so when I throw a blanket over the solar panel, yeah, this is amazing. Remove the blanket. And yeah, now I can play the synth just by waving my hand near the solar panel. Yeah. So what happens if we throw the bass in? Let's throw some bass in. What we need is just something like this. Oh, that's not good enough. Maybe that's better. Thank you. weird thing is whenever I move, whenever I lean forward to adjust anything, my shadow goes over the solar panel. All right, so yeah, obviously this is a game changer. Oh my goodness. And the sun goes down earlier, and now I could, I'm being flooded in my brain with way too many ideas. Way too many, like, super great ideas. Why is the timing of this so weird now? Something got messed up, and I don't know what it is. It's not that. Anyway, regardless, it's not important right now. What I think is important, and what I think I need to pursue, is I need to unplug some of this crap, and we need to come up with some kind of... How did I do that before? We need some kind of chord progression. We need a chord progression in a bass line. How did I do that that one time when we did that thing on Florian and we... Yeah, what I want to do is I want to set up some kind of chord progression and actually try to play. Actually try to play along. Play a noticeable or recognizable melody or something. But we can mess with this too. Let's mess with the gate. Right now, the gate is being triggered about once every 4 clock beats. And I think I want to change that. So I got to grab the little coffee can here. I'm going to put the microphone down so I can use 2 hands here. All right, let's speed this up. That's 1-to-1 with the clock. Let's slow it down. That's about 6 or 7. Slow it down even further. Yeah, no. This works best when it's around 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Yeah, okay, we're back to where we were. What if it's 2 or 3? Okay, this is 1 gate for every 2 clock pulses. Thing I've noticed, and this should be obvious to anyone listening, is that the ambient light... Wait, is it better now or was it easier last night? Last night, you know, when I was doing this, there's no ambient light coming in through the window. And we're only dealing with the room light. But now we've got the ambient light coming in the window, but it is kind of overcast. It's not so bad. And it is a little bit easier to control. What happens if we turn the light off?
The room light off.
I gotta put the microphone down. I gotta stand up. Okay, the light is on. And now it's gonna be off in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Now the room light is off. I'm going to turn on my flashlight. Now I'm going to point the flashlight at the solar panel. Wait, is this half power or is this full power? It must be half because it sounds weird. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Full power flashlight. Fourth control. Difficult. Okay, let's put this flashlight in strobe mode. Yeah. This gives me more ideas. Let me turn the light back on. Okay, light going back on in 3, 2, 1. We got science and art happening at the exact same time. But really, you cannot expect anything less from the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Time for food.